This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we talk about how we talk. Midwest Today's roving reporter, Ed Janis, recently discovered a treasure trove of American speech in a room at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. It's the collection of recorded speech of older Americans compiled during the 1960s for the Dictionary of American Regional English.
Let's play a little game. I'm going to play short segments of regional dialects from the Dictionary of American Regional English for you. I want to see if you can guess the place where the speaker is from and maybe his or her ethnicity. After each one, I'll tell you the answer. So, here we go.
You know, as I do, if somebody does a good feat or something, they'll make up a song or a poem or something about him.
Okay, that was a lumberjack from the woods of northern Maine.
Once upon a time, there was a young rat who couldn't make up his mind. One fine day, his Aunt Josephine said to him, "Now look here, no one will ever care for you if you carry on like this."
This woman is from coastal Georgia. She's white.
I was baptized when I was 12 years old in a river where the snakes was crawling, and you had to knock the snake back to get to the water.
And this woman is also from the South, but this time she's African-American.
We had to work. That's one thing sure and certain. We sang as we washed dishes. We sang as we worked and as we hoed corn.
And this woman is from the mountains of Kentucky.
I became so intrigued with the wonderful fascination of all the intrigue and work that is required to put a candidate across and sell him.
This man you should have easily identified because he's from the Midwest, from Ohio.
Well, egg creams are always big. Egg creams are delicious. I mean, nobody knows what they are. First of all, there's no eggs and there's no cream in an egg cream whatsoever.
This guy is, I think, obviously from New York.
The beds are thrown off at noontime for the boys to sit on and rest on, and they sit down on the ground and put their plate right on the ground. When we're through eating, there's two big wash tubs, right close to the fire.
This is an old-time cowboy from Montana.
That's what they make a living around here with now, in summertime, crab potting. The leading thing around here now is crab potting. Everybody's got into it, and they're about killed it. It ain't much doing out here now.
This guy is difficult. He's a waterman or crab fisherman from the eastern shore of Maryland.
Like I was telling you last night, dog, I'm telling you, dude, once you get your diploma, man, the world open up to you, man. Ain't nothing but opportunity on the chair. You know what I'm saying? Where it's bond. Yo, but I went and got that diploma, man, and I was happy.
This young man is also a Midwesterner. He's an African-American from Chicago.
The Cubs broke my heart in 1969. Before then, I followed them religiously and, you know, went to the games and watched them on TV, and that's what I did.
When we're talking Cubs, we are quite obviously talking Chicago. By the way, the long vowel A, as pronounced from Chicago to Buffalo, has undergone the most profound shift in pronunciation since the time of Chaucer, over 1,000 years ago. Distinctive American speech is alive and well.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole...
For Midwest Today Radio Edition, this is Ed Janis.
Thanks, Ed. Truly fascinating. And thanks also to the legendary Billie Holiday for the musical accompaniment. Regional dialects aside, conversation seems to be a lost art these days, thanks to the proliferation of smartphones and texting, which have replaced talking in person. A whole variation on our language is developing, with abbreviations and sentence fragments and acronyms, FYI. And this is not necessarily a good trend, IMHO. We've always had slang, but never had our communication reduced to Twitter-sized bytes, which often result in miscommunication. Check out the latest issue of Midwest Today magazine with Heartland native Patricia Heaton on the cover. You can read the entirety of our latest issue online just like you were holding a printed copy in your hands at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. FYI. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.